Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, everybody. This is Geraldo Rivera reporting Roadkill, my podcast, The View from the Political Middle of the Road. Here in Cleveland, Ohio, from whence I am broadcasting, we have had the same mayor now going on 16 years. Frank Jackson has had a controversial up and down tenure in office. He has presided over a city in decline, a city that is plagued by crime, a city that is afflicted with many of the maladies that other cities suffer. There are obviously positives to Cleveland as well. The Indians, for example, have won four of the last five games. But, you know, there are obviously problems. Who will be the next mayor? What about the future of these Democrat-run cities? What does the future hold for them and the rest of the Biden administration? And then who knows what happens after that? Here's Roadkill.
Roadkill with Geraldo Rivera.
So I did Fox and Friends this morning, and I was mention of our baseball team. I'm not sure what the politically correct way to reference the Indians is, but let's stick with that. So as you know, they have five straight wins, the Indians. There you have a four-game sweep of the Royals, sole possession of first place in the American League Central Division. So anyway, here's what I said about the team, the Cleveland team, on Fox and Friends this morning.
Where are you today, Florida or Ohio?
No, I'm in Cleveland, the center of my my empire.
So, Robert, you got your...
Indians have won five out of six games.
Yeah. Wow.
Watch out. We don't know what to call the teams yet.
Robert,
they won't be the Cleveland Indians, but they'll be the Cleveland somethings.
Rivera Golf Classic that's coming up on May 17th.
Thank you, Lawrence, for bringing that up. You know, we did the Willowbrook story 50 years ago. 50 years ago, a group of the parents involved of those children, developmentally disabled children, in those institutions, formed a charity, Life's Work. We used to raise money. We had John Lennon did a concert, and John Denver, and Roberta Flack, and Stevie Wonder. There were concerts. Then we did boxing matches in Madison Square Garden, where I would fight whoever put up the most money for the charity. When I aged out of boxing, we started golf. 33 years ago.
All right. Very nice mention of our charitable efforts a week from Monday in the New York area. I'll spread it here. It is a wonderful, wonderful way to give the developmentally disabled some normalcy where they can be as evolved and live as full a life as they possibly can, not being kept in creepy big facilities where their care is warehoused and they are almost habitually neglected. So the big news, though, backing up to where I started and why I started, Indians 5 out of 6 now in first place, delighted, but that's not the lead. Today's lead is that after a record 16 years in office, reading from Seth Richardson's front page story in the Plain Dealer today, Frank Jackson is hanging it up. In a kind of a melancholy recounting of his record time in office, it's really almost sad hearing him speak. I know that Rob Bell has been playing clips, and he will at the bottom of the hour. But I'm quoting him now. I came to this game of politics not trying to be anything, but really to use the positions that I have gained as tools to grapple with those causes and the visions that haunt me, and it hasn't changed. It really hasn't changed. The underlying cause was and still remains institutionalized inequities, disparities, and racism, coupled with a sense of hopelessness, fatalism with a sense of dependency, and seeing no reason to be part of a system that reduces these sentences. So Frank Jackson, he declined to call Cleveland a great city is hanging it up, but he gives himself such he gives himself a D. I mean, I that's a great I attribute him after reading his quotes a C minus maybe because he seems so very pessimistic about the city of Cleveland. So there are, as you know, maybe 12 people running, a couple who have a decent shot, including the one-time boy mayor, Dennis Kucinich, who went on, as you know, to be a congressman and a presidential contender and an author most recently. He's on the line right now, Dennis Kucinich, our once and maybe future mayor. Dennis, welcome back. So what do you think of Frank Jackson's farewell here?
Well, you know, hold on.
You take care of the dog?
Yeah, I think he's...
I'm sorry.
I have two of the same problems, but go ahead.
Yeah, they're two rescue dogs, and they're still rescuing us. So. let me say that, first of all, I think the community owes Mayor Jackson a debt of gratitude.
Rob, turn up his pot a little, make it a little louder. Go ahead, Dennis, sorry.
Yeah, I was saying that the community owes Mayor Jackson a debt of gratitude. He has served not just as a mayor for 16 years, but he served in city council. He's dedicated the major part of his life to the city of Cleveland, and that takes a lot. And it's been a very difficult time for cities generally throughout the United States, Cleveland even more so. And one person can't do it alone. And Mayor Jackson has taken up this burden of leadership in Cleveland. And he's done it with calm and with a fortitude, and the community should be celebrating his service.
Himself, though. Dennis Kucinich, our guest, the once and maybe future mayor of the city of Cleveland, he seems so down on himself. And you know, even when I met him, they were opening a park in a neighborhood near here where a cop had been killed. So they raised the building and they made a park. It was a joyous kind of occasion. And he was kind of morose when I met him then, too. He seemed defeated to me. And I just wonder if that's what Cleveland needed these 16 years, or has he held back the evolution of what should be, you know, a great city? He should be able to say, you know, instantly, yes, this is a great city. I came here 4 years ago. I think it's a great city, but... you know, maybe I'm missing something. What is Frank Jackson all about? You recognizing his service, Dennis, but I don't hear you extolling his virtues.
Well, let me extol his virtue. I mean, he's someone who has had a steady hand and is deeply caring. He's also, looking at the city from the standpoint of someone who sees the seriousness of the day-to-day life in the city. I mean, he lives in the middle of it, and he's not glossing it over. Now, you know, that it would affect him deeply and would cause him to be reticent about continuing to serve is totally understandable.
Infect a Dennis Kucinich administration?
No, first of all, I haven't indicated whether I'm running or not, and I'm certainly not going to use an occasion when the service of
we
the
are
present
fans.
Mayor,
I don't want to commit, but we are fans of you, as you know, and as your lovely
wife. I appreciate
knows.
That. I appreciate that, but I can tell you though that you know each person in office brings a different personality and a different approach to life, and you know to hear the mayor's reflections yesterday was to realize that you know. Whoever holds that office is a human being with, you know, with all kinds of emotions and reflections and it's a tough job. And if you look at things in a way that, is understanding of the human condition, and at the same time, you may feel the pain of it. And I think Frank obviously feels the pain of it. And you know what? We ought to think about that because he's really reflecting. An underlying reality of a good part of Cleveland and shouldn't be ignored. You know, and
let me ask you this: Can you right now? And I know this is unfair because there's so many issues that have to be considered. But at 9:18 on this Friday before Mother's Day, what would be your single priority? What would be the thing you, Dennis Kucinich, want to do for Cleveland if you are graced by the voters and returned to office after this long hiatus?
Well, first of all, Geraldo, I'm very grateful to be on your show, and I appreciate this opportunity. But I really think that it's inappropriate for anybody who is who may be at some point or another a candidate for mayor to indulge in anything like that at a time when Frank Jackson has served 16 years, and we should be thanking him. And that's where I'm at right now. I am not going to discuss anything that relates to any ambitions I may or may not have.
His relationship with the cops and the Cleveland Police Department and their feeling of exile and being shunned by the Jackson administration.
Well, aside from whatever Mayor Jackson's relationship is with the police, there needs to be an entirely new relationship with the community and the police, with the police and the community. Times have changed dramatically. There's new requirements for policing that no one had really given a lot of thought to 30, 40 years ago. It all comes down to some basic human questions about what do we expect of individuals who are serving in law enforcement, and what do we want from what does the community want? Because really, this is our community. It can't, law enforcement cannot be separate from what people in the community want. And that's
revitalizing downtown.
Well, that's an ongoing thing. But let me say before gingerly pick me through the daisy field of mayoral ambition. One of the things I do want to mention while we're on this call is, notwithstanding our appreciation for Mayor Jackson, is that the city is planning to put asphalt and concrete plants next to a school. A proposed new school in the middle of the African-American community in an area called the Opportunity Corridor. And I intend, whether I'm a candidate or not, to wake the town and tell the people about this because it's a health hazard.
What could possibly go wrong? You put an asphalt plant next to a school. What bad could happen?
Asphalt plus and concrete plants, two separate things. And they're doing it in the name of racial equity, which is positively Orwellian. So, I'm going to be involved in that.
Positively Orwellian. I like that. 1984, well, come back. Okay.
So anyhow, it's the kind of thing that I'm focused on right now. And of course, at some point, I would love to be on your show to talk to you about the book that
when you get ready to do it, and even before, don't be a stranger. We're big fans.
Well, thank you, Geraldo. And again, thank you to Frank Jackson for serving. Okay. 16 years is a tremendous commitment of one's life. And I think that the community ought to be showing a lot of appreciation to him and giving him a lot of love right now.
On that note, Dennis Kucinich says we should be giving a lot of love to Frank Jackson. What do you think? Let me know. And some of the other previous topics, 216-578-1100. Dennis, thank you. Good luck. And I'd love to speak with you again soon. Thank you.
Thanks again. Bye.
Okay. Just before I move on, a couple of quick items. I'm going to get to your calls momentarily. Tom Withers, in his tweet, in his Twitter account, the Indians' four-game sweep was the first in Kansas City since 1960 against the then Kansas City Athletics. The left fielder of that Cleveland team was Tito Francona, the father of Terry Francona, the current manager. Tito had 5 hits in that series. So, just trivia, but it's nice when you have positive Cleveland Cleveland news.
Well, and not to rub things in or anything like that, but I don't know if you're aware, we do have a resident Kansas City Royals fan here actually within arm's reach who I don't know how he's taking really the first sweep that the Royals have sustained from the Indians in, almost 60 years. Rob Bailey, our news guy, is ardent.
Have to admit that you can still order a Kansas City steak if you want. We're not being judgmental. We're merely pointing out that the Indians kicked your butt this weekend.
I noticed Rob asked me when I had a mouthful of granola bar, so thank you for
hey,
that.
Hey, timing's everything.
I appreciate that. No, quite honestly, my Royals went through a similar spell to what the Indians did back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, so losing four straight is not anything new for us. I'm just glad that there are more than two Royals I can name these days.
Right. Never get used to losing four straight in whatever endeavor in life. Don't ever get used to it.
That's good advice.
Okay, I'm going to come to the calls momentarily, but before I do, the jobs report, very disappointing. There were 266,000 jobs added in April, but the unemployment rate rose to 6.1%. They expected 1 million jobs added, so there was one-fourth about what they expected. So I'm not crazy about the prospects for the stock market today. I think on this gloomy, rainy, cold Friday, the stock market's going to get punched around. But don't ever take my advice on this stuff. You know, I'm not a financial guy. I am just a personal investor, and it just seems to me that the – and you know why the jobs report's so low, in my opinion? It's because nobody's working. Why are they not working? Not because there are no jobs available. There are jobs available everywhere. Everywhere. You can't go to a mall in the Cleveland area and not see a help wanted sign. I mean, just that's just retail. But no one's working because they're on unemployment now until September. I think that's outrageous. I'm sorry. I want people to get all the benefits the government can provide. But when you provide a disincentive to work, you undermine the very core of the free enterprise system. Free enterprise system says people work, people get ahead, people get promoted, people save some money, people buy stuff. But they have to work. Working is part of the equation. There's no free lunch, except in this country, there is free lunch. This is, in my opinion, and I say this with humility because I am no expert. I'm just someone who's been around, and I know that if I have a kid, 22 years old, and that kid could be making $10, $12, $15 an hour, and that kid is making basically the same weekly salary by not working, I know what the kid's going to do. The kid's not going to go to work. Why? Just for a change of scenery? Kid will stay home. Or...
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino's home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Go to one of these landscape guys and work off the books, or go to the wash dishes off the books, or, you know, to scam the system. I think that what the Democrats did with this multi-trillion dollar package was extremely naive. It's a big giveaway. And I think that it is ultimately anti our economic system. It's very subversive. I take one call now because I'm already late to Rob, but one business one. And Cleveland, Glenn's been patient. What's on your mind, Glenn?
Hey, good morning, Geraldo.
Good morning to you.
One of the biggest problems in the city of Cleveland is apathy. In the last mayoral election, only 23% of Clevelanders voted.
Wow.
And that you're not going to get a quality candidate or see the best of all candidates unless we can get people interested in voting and coming out to the polls.
I think that's excellent advice and a good point to make.
And the second question I had for you is that, why didn't you run for mayor of New York? You could have won that easily.
Oh, no, I did. I almost did. I got a lot closer in the mayor's race of 2000 than I did in the Senate race of 2021 here in Ohio. In the New York mayor's race, I polled, had a team assembled. I was ready to do it. I was the number one rated host on CNBC at that time.
Remember, that was before the war in Afghanistan and all the rest of that changed the world, before the 9/11 attacks changed the world. So in 2000, I almost did it. And the reason I didn't do it, and I was going to spend $5 million, which is what I was going to spend in the Senate race here. But I was going to spend $5 million to run for mayor in New York. I thought it was enough because I had tremendous name recognition. I'd been there forever. But the guy from Boston moved in, you know, he just moved into New York. What do they call that when someone moves into a carpetbagger?
Carpetbagger, yes.
Carpetbagger came into New York from Boston, and he said he was going to spend whatever it took to win, and he's Michael Bloomberg. And even though the first poll came out and we were tied, he was going to spend whatever it took, and he ended up spending the first time $50 million. And then his third time he ran, he spent $500 million. I mean, it was out of my league. So that's why I didn't run. I was all ready. I had my motorcycle. I was going to scoot around to every neighborhood in the city. But now I'm supporting Andrew Yang. I'd like Andrew Yang to be the next mayor of New York. Okay, your turn. So what's on your mind? Thank you for holding on. I appreciate it. In Euclid, Bill, thank you for your patience. What are you thinking about?
Corrado, I wanted to thank you for your 50 years of service to the kids with special needs. I saw that HBO special months ago where you were a young man in your office and helping out, watching the deplorable conditions. And now
I tell you, Bill, it's something very near and dear to me. We never had any, anyone in the family, anyone close who was developmentally disabled. Just was something that I never thought about much. I'd see a kid with Down syndrome on the street or so forth, and just something I never thought about. It was always someone else's issue. And then I got the call to do the expose on the institutions and took it from there. Now it is one of the my life's work. I just and that's the charity I represent, Life's Work. And it's a great cause. You know what I was just thinking? I was just thinking that, and Rob, we got to work this out. If 10 people would give a donation, I forget what we got to make up the donation, like $100 each or something like that, for the developmentally disabled, and we'll keep the money local, whatever the autism speaks or whatever it is local.
Okay.
We'll meet at Shoreby. We'll go on my boat. I'll take him on the boat. We'll go around from Shoreby. We'll go up the Cuyahoga to up the river to the closest spot to the Harbor Inn. There's a spot right there, right under the bridge there in the flats that you could easily walk to the Harbor Inn. And then at the Harbor Inn, we'll figure out what the transportation will be. Would that be a nice
thing, I think,
right?
we can work something out with that for sure. I think Ray Davis would
want to pay $100 to the charity.
Absolutely. I think, we can definitely get something going with that. I think that's a great cause. It's a great experience.
Yeah. I give you a ride in the boat. Mm-hmm. We'll do 360s.
We'll do some donuts out there. Yeah, that'll be fun. Yeah, and even with anything too, you maybe even record an interview or something out there, YouTube or a Twitter video or something like that, we'll get going.
That's a good idea. Yep. Or even do the show from the boat.
Hey, yeah, we'll see what. Yeah, we'll strain the limits of our technology and see if we can pull that one off.
All right, so I want to do this. So we'll do that boat charity. We'll get a little deeper. We'll do it in May. We'll get a little deeper into the month. You need at least 2 weeks to get it all organized. No, you really don't, but. Just to get people, if people call in now, want to be part of the thing, $100 to the charity, you can call in and Jake will take your name and then we'll call a week from now and see if you really want to go. And then we'll make the donation. Be nice. Make a check to Autism Speaks or whatever. I like them. I went to a benefit for them in the Cleveland Museum of Art. It was very, very nice. But that's what we'll do, okay?
Yeah, not a problem. Yeah, I think it's probably a good idea to push it to the end of the month anyway, just to make sure we're not dealing with a 40-degree day out on Lake Erie.
Yeah.
But yeah, great idea, though.
Yeah, but the boat is basically weatherproof. It's very, very seaworthy, as long as it's not too windy.
Yeah, I was going to say the boat, I think, would be fine. I'm just worried about, the people on the boat, freezing their whatevers off here.
Okay. All right. On Lake Erie or in or around Lake Erie, Jay is on the phone. Hey, Jay, thanks for calling.
Hey, Geraldo, how are you today?
So where exactly are you? Are you on the lake?
Yeah, always on the lake.
And so how is it?
Well, I'm not out there as we speak, but Lake Erie is always a beautiful situation, no matter what.
I love it. I love forever. It out there.
Yep, grew up always on Lake Erie.
Did you go fishing?
No, I don't. No, I have a skier. I do not fish. I only ice fish way north, way, way up north every year. So, anyways, we have mutual friends, but that you and I both share. I have a question about this mayor situation. Once we get going here, I think one of the most important questions we could ask is, what are we going to do with the illegal activities on the city streets from east side to west side, with the illegal activities of dirt bikes, four-wheelers, quads, or whatever that run, rapid, mini bikes, all over the city from east to west?
That's a, you know, Rob, that's what Jay's talking about, is an issue in many cities, but it does seem particularly aggravated here. Why?
I'll be the first one to say, too, I live in the middle of Cleveland, and Jay has a point. I got to make a choice when it's hot out to either, because I don't have air conditioning, either keep the windows shut and roast, or open that thing up and hear every engine block in Cleveland race down Denison Avenue. I'm very curious to figure out what's going on with
that,
too.
And what do the cops do about that?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
A directive from the mayor, and as I've been following this and always been talking about it, you know, the other guy that's on at 3 o'clock, I brought it up several times. And, you know, the only time we see anything happen is when the troopers fly through the city and take care of it and seem to clean it up. But illegal activities have been running rampant with drugs from the east to the west. And we all know this. The mayor's grandson has always been involved in this dirt bike stuff for the long period of time. But hopefully these mayors could be asked, what are you going to do about it? Because there's several.
That's a good. I will. I'll ask every candidate. I promise you, Jay. Every candidate that comes on this program, I will ask about Denison and the illegal racing and so forth. Wayne in Cleveland. What are you thinking about, Wayne?
The mayor of Jackson. I think he was involved with the Euclid project that they redid with the cheap cement, and now the city crews always have to go out there and fix the cement and the chuck holes, and this really screwed that all up.
Was there ever any allegation of kickbacks on that, or was it just incompetence?
I think it's just a bad planning of and the incompetence of the people who ordered the cement and got the cheap cement. Because, I mean, right after they were done, that road was just awful. It's always chucks, broken cement. It's this, you know, it's the... I think that's all the corruption that happened back then too. They're taking that money. I don't know if Frank Jackson had any kickbacks from that or not.
All right. I get it. That's another one. That would be an interesting investigation, Rob. Write that one down too, because if those Euclid projects were built intentionally, somebody scamming to get cheap cement and pocketing the difference between cheap cement and the appropriate cement. That's a good story.
Yeah,
too.
That's something worth people. Yeah, that's something people should know about if that's
definitely
the case.
Is. Okay, stand by, everybody. It is 9:49. I've got to take a break. I just got someone just texted me that they're in for $200 already. So I'm going to cap it at 10 people. 10's got to, because more than that, it's too many people on the boat. You can't talk to each other, and I, you know, so it gets a little crowded. But 10 is fine. 10 is fine, men or women, but they have to be of age, because we're walking to the Harbor Inn. I haven't even told Kenny yet at the Harbor Inn that we're coming, but he'll love it. And maybe people that couldn't get on, they want to make a donation at the door. I'll buy the first round when they get to Harbor Inn. So it'll be a nice thing. I mean, kind of R-rated, but nice thing. We're getting tons of calls already on the Shoreby Harbor Inn cruise, and I love that. We're going to go 10 people maximum, but we can do 10 people maximum each way, and plus the drinks at the Harbor Inn. Doesn't matter how old you are. There's no heavy lifting involved. As long as you can walk 100 feet, then you can do it. To get on the boat, and then we'll have some kind of land transportation to get you across the parking lot to Harbor Inn. But I love the response. I'm honored by it, and I'm sure that the group, the autism group, will be very pleased. Yesterday, I never saw Rob Rosicky respond to something he said on the air. He was horrified. He said something about transgender that he perceived, I think, to be negative to his own thinking.
Yeah.
So he was tweeting and apologizing. But basically, the issue is, do you ban transgender people, the athletes, trans athletes, from competing with their new gender? In other words, if you were a man and you what's the verb?
Transition?
Transitioned, right. If you were a man and you transitioned to a female, according to this bill now being proposed in Columbus, you can't compete. You have to compete with your birth gender, not your new gender. That's the bill proposed by Reggie Stolfus. I hope I say it right. The Ohio State Representative for the 50th District in North Canton area. Representative, welcome. Tell us why you thought this bill was important.
Well, good morning. Thank you, Geraldo, for inviting me on your show this morning. It's an honor to be here.
Thanks.
And, this bill is called the Save Women's Sports Act. It's basically a fairness bill. The goal of this bill is to preserve the integrity of school sports to ensure that young women are not made to compete against someone who is a biological male. In most cases, when young women are forced to compete against young men in athletic competition, it places them at a fundamental disadvantage, a disadvantage that threatens their athletic achievement and even college scholarship prospects. It's simply not fair. And just to give you a quick example, when we look at the women's Olympic 100-meter record, that's held at 10.49 seconds. That's the women's Olympic record. In Ohio, we have a high school male record for the 100-meter, and that's held at 10.38 seconds.
So a male high schooler can beat an Olympian female from the jump, and you're afraid that that will pollute women's sports.
Absolutely. It will pollute women's sports because it's an unfair playing field. You know, if you're a father or if you're a grandfather listening right now, you should be concerned about what Ohio allows. Not only will your daughters and granddaughters be forced to play against biological males who are stronger and faster and have more endurance on the court and in the field, but they're also going to be allowed to use the same locker rooms as your daughters and granddaughters. And I have daughters of my own, Geraldo, and that's a problem for me. So, you know,
Reggie, just wait. Here's my wife. Let me. I think that Erica's take on it is pretty widespread, and it is the opposite of yours. Why, Erica?
Yeah, with all due respect, I think that we must have compassion and empathy for children and teenagers who are transgender and gender nonconforming. And I think these discriminatory laws are not the way forward, and it's hurting the most vulnerable in our society.
I don't mean to interrupt, but what about Reggie's point about, do you want them trans people dominating female sports?
I don't think that's gonna happen. I barely know any transgender individuals. There are a few possibly at my daughter's school, and I don't see it being an issue if they played on the sports teams at my daughter's school.
All right, so Reggie, you get the last word.
Well, Geraldo, I will say this. In Connecticut, over 10 state records in track and field are now held by biological males. They were taken from females. So you can look on the books. That's the state records in Connecticut. And, it's something we got to deal with. I don't look at this as giving rights to a small group of individuals. I look at this as stripping rights from a large number of young women who are going to be forced to compete against biological males.
Okay, he makes a powerful case. So does Erica. And this is an issue that I promise you we will discuss at greater length. Another of the topics we have been tracking today is the one I did on Fox and Friends this morning concerning earmarks. They are back, those discretionary items that Congress loves because they bring the pork back to their district. It is interesting to see how we have gone from being absolutely abhorred by earmarks to now embracing them again as part of this new phenomenon in which there's money for everything. You got a plan, you got a playground, you got a bus stop, get some federal earmark money for that. I'm Geraldo Rivera reporting. Roadkill.
Roadkill with Geraldo Rivera.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.